My ex-father-in-law caught my ex-brother-in-law and ex-sister-in-law having sex in the bathroom. I had to tell them to get out because they were caught.
So wait, not siblings.
No, I read it as her husband's brother and wife. That's how I read it.
Oh my God.
You're like, wait, what is happening? It was already bad, but. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Here Comes the Drama, the podcast that dives into chaos, hilarity, and unforgettable moments of weddings and events. I'm your host, Krista Innes from Party Planning by Krista, and today's episode is packed with juicy stories and hot takes that you won't want to miss. And I cannot wait because today's episode, I have Lucette here from Events and Affairs on social media. She was actually in the industry for about 13 years, the general manager of a wedding and event company all over Melbourne. She worked at so many different venues. And she turned those stories into skits, very similar to what I do on social media. And she actually also lived in Chicago for under a year in 2016, where she studied at Second City. So she was really good at acting. And so it kind of all came full circle. And she creates these hilarious and very drama-filled skits. And it was so fun having her on the podcast and sharing her hot takes. And just wait until you hear her mother-in-law story. My jaw honestly dropped when I heard it. So we had a lot of fun chatting, and it was so great connecting with her after seeing her content for so long. So without further ado, here is my interview with Lucette. Enjoy. Hi, Lucette. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so happy and excited to talk to you. After seeing your videos, I feel like I know you or knew a part of your story.
Little part of me.
Yeah.
Lots of characters, which I kind of like.
Yeah, I'm right in the same boat with you. It's fun to play characters because you can like act certain ways and yeah.
It's like your safe space.
Exactly. And you are in Australia right now. So what's the time difference? I don't even.
It's 1 o'clock on the 5th of December. So Thursday, 1 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad we found a time that worked out for us. Well, I'm so excited to have you. I'm so excited to have you here. Like I said, I feel like we're very similar in what we do on social media. So I had to have you on. I know when I posted about doing a podcast, so many people tagged you because they just love your content. So before we get started.
It was so lovely.
Yeah, that was so cool. And so before we get started, can you share a little bit about yourself and then how you got involved in making content and so much more?
Yeah, so I got started in the industry a lot longer ago now, but I was in the industry for about 13 years. And then I had my daughter who's now 3, and it just work-life balance didn't quite align with it at the time. So I've since kind of left the industry, and it was probably, I think it's 7 months ago now, I decided to make a TikTok skit. The idea behind Events and Affairs has been there since 2016. When I lived in Chicago, and I went to like Second City and IO Theatre and kind of came up with the concept, which was like a TV series, I suppose, and created the characters. So it has just been sitting there waiting to do something with it. And then I finally got the courage to make a TikTok. And I was like, if people like it, they like it. If they don't, I'll just make it for me. And yeah, the rest is, I suppose, history.
I love that. That's the best way to do it. Someone was just asking me recently about TikTok, and I was like, at some point you have to make the jump and just be like, you know what? I'm going to do it and not care what people think. Same thing. If they watch it and they like it, cool. That's awesome. If they don't, then it was fun for me to experiment with. You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. 100%. I think it was just like a fun creative outlet that I was like, I'll just do it. And yeah, thankfully seems people are enjoying it. So
yeah, people love the skits. They love those skits.
It's fun. As you would know, there's so many stories in the industry and so many chaotic moments that you do kind of experience.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. So talking about like chaotic moments and hot topics, let's hear any crazy stories that you have, because people love to listen for those crazy stories. So what's probably one of the craziest or outlandish things that you either saw or heard before?
So as you would know, there are a lot. But the one that always springs to mind whenever this question is asked is the mother-in-law who had security at her daughter's wedding. So she did ask for armed security, which in Australia, especially like Melbourne, it's just not it was a big no, absolutely not. So yeah, she wanted to have security at her wedding. Obviously that raised alarm bells for us. And we were like, why is she wanting security for your wedding? It turns out that she was a bit of an attention seeker. There wasn't any kind of reason why she would want them. And the more we got to know the couple and the family were okay with that, what they were telling us. So yeah, it was her ex-husband was bringing his new girlfriend and she didn't like that. So she wanted security on the day. And then she also came dressed head to toe in like a white, very bridal suit and had her own flowers.
Okay. So it just starts bad and keeps getting worse.
Yeah. So, and then, yeah, left probably like an hour into the wedding.
Wait, and then she left early too?
Mm-hmm.
So she just wanted to make this like grand appearance, make it all about her and then be like, peace, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
So, and what was the and it was like for?
So awkward.
Yeah.
So she said that she needed to be protected from like certain family members and stuff, which like we said, we were like, why? That's alarming for us. But yeah, they assured us that it was literally just her wanting to create the day about her, which she did because it was very hard to miss her kind of walking around the venue with these two security guards always just hovering behind her.
Wait, so, okay, so these security guards are then, like, following her to protect her, and was the bride okay with it? She was like, okay, fine, like, we'll let you have this?
The bride was kind of like, whatever, like, it is what it is. The husband was not. I think his exact words were like, you do not feed them, they do not get drinks, I don't care, like, we did not pay for them to be here. It was very awkward. As soon as she left and they left, it was a different wedding. The stress had gone, it was carefree, everyone was relaxed and enjoying themselves. But yeah, while she was there, it was tense.
Oh my gosh. I can only imagine. These stories are just like, the stories that people send me are always just so shocking because I've only seen some or heard some like in person. I haven't witnessed something completely crazy. So whenever I just hear them, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's insane.
Yeah.
And then just to leave early, your own daughter's wedding, it's like, okay.
Yeah. And then so many people are like, oh, there would have to be a reason why. And then after kind of, meeting her, meeting the family, it was kind of very evident that she just wanted the attention, especially coming dressed head to toe in a white bridal suit with flowers.
Wow. And your own flowers. Unreal. Oh my gosh. I want to jump into some wedding hot takes. And I was kind of thinking it'd be interesting to know too. I hear a lot of times like people comment like differences between countries and customs when it comes to weddings.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Are there any major differences you see between American weddings and Australian weddings?
I think the biggest thing, and especially like when people comment, is probably the timings of weddings. I don't know if it's necessarily like an American thing, but like in Australia, our weddings typically have like a 4 o'clock arrival time, 4:30 ceremony. They typically wrap up around 11 when you're at like a licensed venue. So I do know a lot of people are kind of always shocked by the timings of our weddings. And I think another one, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we're big on kind of cocktail or feasting style weddings. We don't kind of necessarily do the alternate drop anymore. So that's probably something that, like I said, it's been, 3 years since I've been in the industry and things change very frequently. So that was probably my experience then. But definitely now it's cocktail style weddings is definitely favored here. At some venues, people are probably going to attack me for that, being like, no, they're not.
Right. It's funny because I noticed even in the comments, like I'll post something about a skit about like no kids at a wedding and people will comment, oh, that's so American. But then I feel from other countries saying, oh, no, we do it here. I feel like it's just every country has their own maybe areas of the country where they do things certain ways or families do things certain ways, no matter what country. Because you're talking about timing in Australia. Our wedding was at 3:30 p.m. and it went until midnight. I think it went until midnight. Maybe it was 11. So like when I hear that, I was like, oh, that was like our timing. A lot of weddings I do go to aren't until like 5:30 or 6. So it's kind of all over the place.
And then like some countries are like, we start them at 11 a.m. and don't wrap up until like 3 a.m. And I'm like, I could not cope.
That sounds exhausting. Yeah. I know a friend of mine, her husband is from Spain. And so they've gone to a lot of weddings in Spain. And she said that they party until like sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning. Just you telling me that sounds so exhausting. My wedding night, we were just ready for bed at like midnight. It's a long day.
Yeah, I hightailed out of my, I was standing there and I was like, I'm done. Can I go? I'm exhausted. I'm like, am I, like, I think it was like half an hour left. We got married overseas and I was just like, I'm just going to go back to our room.
Yeah. Thanks. You're like, thanks. Had fun.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Yeah. So let's jump into some wedding hot takes. I just want to hear your thoughts on these. It's hot takes on wedding culture. So What is one wedding tradition that you secretly hate?
Oh, I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this, but wedding favors.
Okay. Why is that? You don't have to explain if you don't want to.
My personal take on it, and I think because especially like when you work so many weddings, you just see so many left. People don't take them. They're just kind of left behind and then they're just thrown away. You think about how much thought, effort, and money goes into those gifts. Plus, I think now with the price tag that people pay for weddings, the price they're paying per person to be there, I don't think they need a thank you gift. That's just my personal opinion. And I do know, especially in Australia or in Melbourne, at the venues I've worked at, need to be clear, but the favours have kind of, they are being phased out. Like, it's rare that you will have wedding favours at weddings now, purely, I think, because of the amount of money that couples are spending. But yeah, that's probably my number one.
No, and I don't think that's a completely unpopular take or anything, because I've been hearing that more and more. And even at our own wedding, it was like, we ended up doing decks of cards with like a label, because I was like, oh, people are using cards. But we did have so many left over. And so it was one of those things where I was like, okay, now we just have cards that like we can use. I definitely am opinionated when it comes to like favors, because it's like, yeah, it's an extra cost that you don't always think about. And then you spend all this time researching for a favor and it's like, does it really matter? Do most people notice it? Probably not.
Yeah, that's probably my one. Everyone's like, what's the one thing you can get rid of? I'm like, wedding favors.
You're like, done. Do it.
Take them off the list.
Okay. If you could reinvent one aspect of weddings to make them more fun or meaningful, what would you do? Or what would it be?
I suppose getting people on the dance floor. I don't know how you would reinvent that or get that. But like, I feel like the weddings that have all that fun and everything is when everyone's on the dance floor, they're dancing, they're singing, they're laughing. And I think sometimes it's hard for certain people to probably get on the dance floor. So maybe, I don't know, if you can remove, I don't know, stigma around dancing or whatever. But yeah, if that answers the question.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. Because if you ever go to a wedding where like the dance floor is empty, you're like, is it time to go? There's a vibes off here.
Yeah. It changes the whole feel of the wedding.
Yeah. Some of the best weddings I've been to is more dancing all night long. The DJ's playing really great music.
Yeah.
And the dance floor is like packed. That's what you want, I feel.
For our wedding, we flew a musician that I worked with quite frequently. I flew him over for our wedding because I was just like, it is so important for us to have good music and to have that dance floor packed. And it was like, I don't think there was ever a moment where people weren't dancing. But yeah, like I said, just... it kind of makes a wedding.
That's amazing. Two things that I've seen at weddings that I thought was really, really awesome was one, and it's one of my best friend's wedding. I don't know how she thought of this or she heard it somewhere. They only played the most popular parts of songs. So like they would play like up until a really exciting point, and then when it would kind of slow down, they would swap it. So people were like running out to the dance floor.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the weddings where literally it was packed. We never stopped dancing because it was like really popular songs. And when we get to like a verse repeating or something, they would like switch it over. And we were like, oh, we can't miss this song too.
Yeah. See, it's funny you say that because the musician we flew over, he does this thing where he's mashed up all the songs. And like he's singing and then he like moves into a different song and you're like, hang on a second. And then you're like, wait. And then like one of our favorite things about the musician we had is that he did something kind of similar. And it does, like you said, because everyone's just like, wait, how are we into this song now?
Yeah. Like you don't even notice you're like starting to sing to it. You don't even realize you're like already a part of the next song.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, that's a great idea. The other thing I saw, which we ended up using at our wedding when we saw it, they say everyone on the dance floor because the photographer wants a group photo. And so you get everyone on the dance floor and just they're posing. And then they start playing right when it's done. They start playing a song. So everyone's there. And then they start kind of dancing.
So that's a clever way. Yeah. To get everyone there. Because I think that's a hard thing is to get everyone on the dance floor. Once you've got people, they tend not to like, there's a group that don't leave the dance floor. But you've got to get them to the dance floor, which can sometimes be hard.
That's always the challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Okay, this next segment is called pick a side wedding drama debates. So I started sharing on social media, having people share with me their unpopular opinions when it comes to weddings and events. So I'm going to read it and then pick a side on the debate. This person said, I feel like the vows should always be private before the ceremony. What's your take on that?
I think it's couple dependent. I know some friends who have done that and they haven't had vows at their wedding because they were like, no, it's too personal and they want it to just be between them. And then people who love to kind of have that in front of everyone to kind of share stories and stuff and have that in their vows and kind of have that as like a public declaration. So I know it's sitting on the fence, but I do think it's very couple specific. I don't think there's probably a one size shoe fits all in that scenario.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You make it your own. If you're not comfortable, be private. Yeah. That's absolutely fine. It's funny because I did a skit. Someone sent me their story about a mother-in-law sneaking in to see the private vows with her future husband. So I did a skit about it and people were like mad in the comments. They were like, if you want private vows, why are you even getting married? Why are you even having a wedding? People were taking it so extreme. And it's like, they still have a ceremony. They still do all the normal stuff. You probably wouldn't realize that they're missing. And
no.
Oh my gosh, I still see people comment it like, oh my gosh, why would you want to do private vows? Come on, we're all different.
100%. That's always my big thing. Just everyone's going to have an opinion no matter what you do. So you might as well just do what you want because you're never going to make everyone happy. You're going to annoy someone.
Exactly. This next one. I don't like the idea of a first look. Husband had to wait to see me until I came down the aisle.
I like a first look. So I don't know. I'm kind of for them. I've seen them being done really lovely. And I think the good thing with a first look is that often then you get the bridal party and you do all those photos before the ceremony. So then you're not kind of taken off to get all those photos. So I do personally like a first look. I didn't do one for my wedding because it wasn't for me. I kind of wanted that aisle moment personally. I do like the first look because, I don't know. It's just kind of nice to have just the photographer and the wedding people there and kind of have that intimate moment with everyone. And then it's always the fun, stressful part trying to keep them hidden while the guests are arriving.
Hide them away. Yeah. Yes. I feel like that's definitely like a newer thing that's becoming more and more common. I didn't do it either, but a few of my friends have done it for scheduling purposes and all of that, just making sure like they were able to fit photos out. But I always knew I wanted to like have that aisle moment. But again,
I wanted that aisle moment. However, in that specific moment when it hit me, I kind of regretted my decision because I was like, oh my God, now everyone's going to be looking at me.
You're like, wait a second.
Yeah. Kind of regretted it then, but I'm happy I had it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Last one. Having to invite people because they're family, but okay, I haven't spoken to them in 5 years.
My big thing is that if we hadn't seen them, obviously there are certain cases where this doesn't fall in line, but if I hadn't spoken or seen you in 6 months, you won't come into my wedding. That's kind of how we did it because like, obviously like if people are interstate or anything like that, it's a little different, but yeah, my take is you don't get a seat at my table purely because you're family, which I know is controversial, but yeah, that's my take.
I know. I feel like that's one of those things too that's changed with generations because I feel like our generation's better at saying, no, that doesn't make sense to have great aunt so-and-so that I literally have never spoken to or has never met my husband, you know?
Yeah, literally. Because,
yeah. I feel like the previous generation, it was like to call, come together, invited every person in the town. It doesn't make sense anymore.
No. Well, like, and you know, I mean, if you were paying like $10 a person, then maybe, but I mean, people are paying 200 plus now. The venue I just worked at, some of our weddings were 350, 400 per person. If I'm paying that much for you to come, you need to be important to me. There's none of this, oh, you know, you have some certain title, so therefore you get to come. No.
Exactly. And my thing too is I'm such an introvert, which I know is going to sound funny to a lot of people, but you have to remember, I film at home in a bathroom.
It's myself.
And I'm good at one-on-ones, but I wanted people there that I was comfortable with and I had a relationship with. I was like, if I have like a 500-person wedding, I'm going to feel so uncomfortable. I don't want to have to like introduce myself to someone at the wedding, have an awkward conversation.
Well, and then like when you're looking back at wedding photos, you've got like all like plus ones. You've got all these like people where you're like, I don't know who that is.
Exactly. Yeah. And if it's like a new girlfriend or boyfriend of a cousin or something that you've never met, and then they break up a week later, you're like, why are they in this family photo?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Okay. So we're kind of on the same page with a lot of this stuff. Now we're going to get to this wedding submission story. So I'm going to read this story and we'll just react as it comes through. I've not read it yet. My husband actually helps me put together show notes. So he puts them in here. So we'll react together.
Oh, so lovely.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> Here we go. Well, where to start? My mother, who I cut out of my life 15 years ago, stole our wedding money. Oh, that's a great start. Refused to let my husband... She just goes right into it. Refused to let my husband's great-grandma park close to the venue. She was in a walker, so she had to park on the other side of the street. She screamed at me in the middle of the dance floor, promised to help pay for my flowers, the mix for the booze in our hotel room a month before she said she could not pay for it. She spent money on decorations and stuff that I never wanted for the wedding. Okay, I have to stop right there because... You cut this person out 15 years ago, and now she's back.
Why is she coming to your wedding?
Yes, that was my thought.
Why?
And I would never trust someone that all of a sudden came back. I would never trust them to pay for things. I'd be like, I don't want your money. No. I don't want you to pay for it.
Nope. Don't want your money. Don't want your opinion. Don't want your advice.
Yeah, that would be like a last minute invite if I was feeling friendly, I think.
I was feeling the love.
Exactly. Okay, let's see what she said next. Husband and I just wanted a simple ceremony, then a party. She got angry and called me every name in the book. Oh my gosh. When I asked my dad and stepmom for help, saying they should be giving her money instead of me. Wait, what? I'm shocked by this story. I feel like there's a lot missing. Did she come back in right when they got engaged or?
Yeah.
Because I feel like
we need some background story.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like the mom's coming in full force. Like, okay, cool. I'm back in your life after not being in your life for 15 years.
Yeah.
This is what I need. Give me that money for the wedding or whatever. She said, okay. She also said that she would help find people to set up the midnight lunch. Lied and then said she did. But when it came time for help, she yelled at me and said my husband's family was selfish and they should just do it. By the way, his family cooked and served our whole meal. It was their gift and they wanted to enjoy the wedding, which they never got to because my mother was selfish. She then started tearing down the decorations at 9 p.m. and people thought the wedding was over and started to leave. Why does this woman have so much free range after not doing the things she promised? And then she's coming in.
She needs a wedding redo.
Yes.
She's to get rid of that one.
Yeah. I think we're at a point where it's like, we keep them as a distant relative at this point, maybe.
Yeah, they don't come to the wedding, let alone have a say in the wedding.
Oh my gosh. I feel like so many times, like, brides want to just, like, keep the peace and just, like, you know, have everyone get along.
And it would be hard, especially with a mom, because I feel like you would want your mom to be at your wedding. So you'd probably, like, that little girl and you would be like, no, it'll be fine. She'll be different. It'll be fine. And then as history serves, it never usually is.
I know. I always say, like, if you have a gut feeling about it, it's probably right. And I hate that. Yeah. I hate that for this bride, too, because like you said, she was probably just like the little girl being excited, like mom's coming back. She really wants to be involved.
Yeah.
And then it's just one thing after another. It's so easy to like read from our perspective and be like, why? But like from her, it's like it's her mom and you want them to be a part of it.
And I think that's the hard thing with weddings, too. Like so many people have those reactions, but it's like you've got to understand that you are dealing with families, emotions, usually like years and years or generational trauma. There's so much that goes into it. And a lot of the time it's just people trying to have the idea of what they want and hope for that. But most of the time it doesn't, like the mother-in-law with her arm security and her white dress.
Yes, like that one. Oh my gosh. It never ends, the craziness.
Yeah.
It says, she got mad at me when she saw me have a shot with the bridal party, and she got mad that I asked my dad to walk me down the aisle and said it should have been one of my brothers. So this really sounds like it was maybe a nasty divorce or something.
Yeah.
And because why would you suggest, if the dad is still in your daughter's life, why would you suggest a brother over her father?
Brother.
So it sounds like some I don't know, something bad happened and now she's taking it out on the father or something.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of history in this particular story.
Yeah.
So usually it is.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a lot of these stories, if there was a previous divorce or something and the, like one of the parents got remarried, there's a lot of awkwardness or tension. And especially, if she was estranged for 15 years, I'm sure she missed out on a lot and there's some insecurity there.
Yeah, probably trying to storm in and make her place.
Yeah, definitely. My ex-father-in-law, because he treated my children badly, almost punched my dad because he saw him take bar money, but we had asked him to, and put it in a safe place. Oh my gosh, this just keeps getting crazier. So I don't know if it's ex-father-in-law, like she was married before this wedding, or if she's talking about a wedding where she's now divorced. Because it doesn't specify, it just says the father-in-law was horrible.
So her new husband's father? I'm trying to connect the dots.
No, I'm thinking she's telling the story like it happened and they're already divorced. I just saw a glimpse of the next part and I don't even know if I can say this.
Good.
We had random people just show up that we didn't know, but my brother-in-law did because they were his coworkers. They started a fight with my ex-brother-in-law because one of them kissed my ex-sister-in-law. This is like
so many exes in the story.
I'm trying to like, yeah, we need like a map of this.
I was going to say, I need like a mind map with like, all right, this person is connected to this one.
I know. I'm like trying to figure this all out. This bride has had one thing after the other. This poor bride like literally starts with family drama, then starts with father-in-law, ex-father-in-law, random people showing up that her brother-in-law invited.
This is why elopements exist. Or micro weddings.
Yeah.
Little small intimate days.
If you have any inclination that things are going to happen like this, because I also hear from people, they're like, oh, all your wedding drama stories make me afraid to get married. And I'm like, I would say, and you might have a different opinion about this, but I would say 75% of the weddings have no drama, like drama like this craziness. I'm sure they all have little dramas here and there, but most of them do not have like these crazy big things that you're going to notice when you are a guest at a wedding.
No.
But the drama that is bad, people want to tell and they want to talk about it because it's just like, how did this happen or why did this happen? Yeah. So if you're like,
and engaged, it's usually like so astronomical that it's just ridiculous. Exactly. The drama that does come out of these weddings, it's usually like what you're saying, but majority don't, but the ones that do is just huge.
And it's just, yeah. And like, you said, like it's one thing after the other. So I always tell people, I'm like, I don't want to like freak you out about getting married, because if you are like excited and you have a good family unit and you're going to have a good time, there's nothing to be worried about. I didn't have drama at my wedding.
Yeah.
It happens all the time where it's like drama free. But if you have red flags,
100%.
It could happen.
And too, like so many people are like, oh, after watching your skits, like I'm so glad like I'm not getting married. I'm like, no. If you want to get married, get married. But like the weddings where everything goes right, well, they're not going to make good skits, are they?
Yeah, exactly. It's
going to be very boring.
Yeah. Like you wouldn't watch a movie where everything was just perfect and happy all the time. You want some drama.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why we do it.
Yeah.
Okay. This last part is where I was like, I don't know. I might have to get bleeped. My ex-father-in-law caught my ex-brother-in-law and ex-sister-in-law having sex in the bathroom. I had to tell them to get out because they were caught.
So wait, not siblings?
No, I read it as her husband's brother and wife. That's how I read it.
Oh,
you're like,
what's happened with his family? I'm like, oh God.
You're like, wait, what is happening? It was already bad, but
okay. Glad we clarified.
That's how I read it. I'm just hoping that's what it was.
Yeah, so let's go with that. Let's go with that one. It's better.
Yeah, that's way better. Still bad, but way better. Yeah, she said there was so much more, but I'll leave you with all of this to start. That is enough for
there's
like a full-on novel. I can't believe there's more.
Jeez. Yep. That's... I feel like she needs to do like a, I don't know, wedding redo or, I don't know, go overseas, get away from all of that.
All of that. Because that drama, that's immediate family drama where that's going to follow you. Yep. If they were to do that at her best day, they're going to follow her with that. So I'm wondering if it was, it sounds like it was like she's divorced from this family. That's what I'm guessing. Maybe she realized all this.
Yeah, ex-father-in-law.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Well, I'm glad she was able to get away from that family. But the mom stuff, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Hopefully either they've reconciled for a good reason or they are separated.
Separated. Yeah. Like they always say too, like weddings bring out true colors of people, whether that's friends or family.
They do.
And so unfortunately, yeah. You'll either be closer to some people or you'll just distance yourself from some people, which is unfortunate 100%. And fortunate. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Your types of people who aren't comfortable with not having the attention on them, they're the ones that are going to create the biggest amount of drama for you because they will naturally just need that attention. I've found with the weddings where I've experienced that, it is, the people who, and you can just kind of tell, they're not probably necessarily like subconsciously doing it, but they're the ones that can't not handle having the attention on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely see that as a common theme in the stories that are sent to me. It's It's, a lot of times they're harmless, where it's like they're just doing little things, but then it starts adding up. Or it can be your story where the mother comes in and has the bridal suit.
And that was like, and the two, like that was the last kind of thing that she did. All throughout, there were little bits that she would do. She would call us up and all that kind of stuff. Like there was just all these little moments. And then, that last on the day, it was just, it was interesting. It was like, because the couple were so lovely and I just felt so bad that we'll forever also be at their wedding. And something that people will remember because, like I said, you couldn't not. She made it very well known that she had her security.
Yeah.
I remember trying to, like, sneakily, like, take a photo to, like, send to my sister because I was just like, you will not believe what is happening right now.
That is insane. You're like, you'll only believe it if I have a picture because it's so insane.
And I think because of how she looked like a bride. If you didn't know who the bride was, you would walk into this wedding and think she was the bride.
And she knew exactly what she was doing.
Oh, she 100%.
That like makes my blood boil. Because it's like, you can't let your daughter have this one day. Just make it about her, please.
And you hear like sisters and cousins and that. But like when you hear mother-in-law or the mother or like the father, it's just like, oh, come on. Like just let them have their day.
Yeah. You're the parent. Let's be a little.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. You are the parent. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I know we're getting towards the end of time. I want to end this with, it's called a weekly confessions game, where I'm going to read people's confessions that they send me on Instagram. And I'm going to ask you to rate it from one means mild tea and 10 is absolute chaos. So here we go. Number one is, my significant other and I were engaged for 6 years before we decided to secretly elope a month ago.
Two? I don't know. I'm like, wow, that's your decision. That's your life. So good for you, I suppose, if that's how you want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say go for it.
Yeah, right. I feel like that's to secretly do it. I mean, I'd be wanting to tell people, but I think that's awesome. Let's see. Okay. My mother-in-law forgot the rings on purpose on our wedding day and hopes her son would change his mind.
She needs to get a new mother-in-law. I'd say that's, see, it's so hard to, because knowing what I know with what has happened at weddings, I know of much worse things that have happened, but like on a normal scale, that's pretty high. That would be like a 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll do a normal scale, not my scale.
You're just so used to it. You're like, doesn't even faze you anymore.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That checks all the boxes.
Yep.
My thought is, when I first see this, I wonder if all along the mother-in-law was playing that she was a fan of her. Because I'm like, you knew the mother-in-law didn't like you or was acting some way. I would never in a million years trust the mother-in-law to have the rings. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like, why does she have the rings?
Yeah, that was my first thought. I was like, why are we giving the mother-in-law rings? I would be like, you can't have any responsibility today because I don't trust you. Unless it was just sneaky.
Yeah, unless she like actually stole them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like got them from someone, took them from the best man. Yeah. I'll just hold on to these.
Yeah, which then that does bump it up a notch.
Yeah. I did read a story once where the mother-in-law it was either the mother-in-law or the grandma wanted to hold on to the ring for like a photo and then forgot where she put them. So they didn't have it for the ceremony and they had to.
Did they find them though?
I think they ended up finding it later. Like it fell on the ground somewhere. It was so traumatic because everyone's like ready for pictures and we're just like, we can't find it anywhere. And it was like the grandma or like mother-in-law that was like, I need to use it for a photo for something. And Yeah, never found it until after the ceremony.
I was going to say, like, never give anyone the rings. But I'm, like, looking back and I'm, like, we gave our photographer the rings to get, like,
the photos
with it beforehand. And I'm, like, oh, God, it could so easily happen.
I know. You would hope, like, a photographer would be, like, really careful or, like, do it so often that they're, like, okay, this is gold. I can't lose this. Literally gold. Okay, last one. Not sending out save the dates because I don't want people to save the date.
My question would be, why are they invited?
I know. If everyone could see my face, I'm just like, what?
Like, why? If you don't want them to save the date, then don't invite them.
Yeah. Okay. I'm wondering if it's one of those where, like, her parents are pushing her to have a big wedding and she doesn't want a wedding.
Yeah.
Or is she not excited to get married?
Yeah. Because I feel like if you don't want people to save the date, well, then don't. Yeah. It's so odd. Like, if you don't want people to have that, then, yeah, they shouldn't be coming to the wedding.
That would be my first clue that you don't want to get married or you don't want the wedding you're having. If you don't want to come, then, like you said, don't invite them.
Yeah.
Just do a small wedding. You don't. No one has to have a big wedding.
No. Literally. You can literally do whatever you want.
Yeah.
There are no rules.
There are no rules. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy the number of people, and I'm sure you have stories too, but it's crazy the number of people that are like, not threatened, but bribed in some way by their parents. Like, oh, if you do this, I've heard of parents that were like, maybe they were raised a certain religion. If you don't get married in this church, we're not going to pay for it. Or if you don't invite so-and-so, we're not going to do this. It's crazy the number of, like, they hold it over their head. Like, if you don't do it this way.
Oh, 100%. We even had it to some degree with our wedding because we had a destination wedding. People expected certain things because we had a destination wedding. And my kind of thing was, don't have to come.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to not buy the ticket and fly over. If you choose to, well, then you're here for us.
Yeah.
Have a great holiday. Have a fun day. But yeah, we did like a cocktail style wedding. And that was a bit of an issue because people were like, if you're flying people over, they need to have like a seated meal. And I was like, they'll probably actually end up with more food how we're doing it. Because again, I was very particular. I flew the company I used to work for, I flew them over to do my wedding. So I'm just like, they're going to end up with more food this way. But yeah, I feel like there's always going to be opinions no matter what you do.
Oh, yeah. I never get having opinions or like getting mad about how someone else is choosing to do their wedding. Yeah. I've seen comments about destination weddings. It's like, oh, it's ridiculous. It's so expensive. You don't have to go. You can just say, no, this is how literally, the couple wants to do their wedding.
Yeah. And they're like, well, you know, you should have a wedding here. And I'm like, well, no, that's what you want to do. So that's what you should do. We want to go overseas. So
we're going to do that. You figure it out.
Fun. Yeah. Figure it out. Come, don't come. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly. This was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. I loved hearing your hot takes and you have so many great stories. Can you tell everybody where they can follow your stories and hear more of your craziness and your awesome skits?
Yes. So the handles is just events and affairs. I think if you do just search Lucette, I do sometimes come up, but I think there's also some other creators with my name too. But yeah, events and affairs is how you'll find me, even though my tagline is weddings and events. So it's confusing.
No, it totally works because it makes sense. I think it still will come up with the name. And you do amazing skits. Everyone go check out Lucette. Thank you so much for coming on. It was so great meeting you officially, hearing all your hot takes.
No, thank you so much for having me too. And like I said, likewise, your skits and stories are amazing. I've become a fan of Sloan. Kind of got into that.
Yeah.
Into that drama. So yeah, no, it's really cool to kind of meet and connect with people who do similar things. So it's been a lot of fun.
Love it. Thanks so much for tuning in to Here Comes the Drama. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and share it with a friend who loves a good story. And make sure you're following me on all socials at Party Planning by Krista for even more stories, skits, and a little extra drama. Until next time, protect your peace, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.